Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
The UK's Chancellor of the Exchequer, Rachel Reeves, has told the BBC that the country has some difficult choices, but the best days lie ahead. It comes as she prepares to give her speech to the Labour Party conference in Liverpool in the next hour. Now, she's under pressure to deliver some optimism during her address after her decision to cut access to the winter fuel allowance was widely criticised. The mood in the party is far from positive, amid rows over freebies and hints of unrest in Number 10. Mark Paul is the Irish Times London correspondent and is in Liverpool and joins us now. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Claire. How are you?
I'm very well. It's just so fascinating to watch the Labour Party at the moment because it would seem that the honeymoon period is well and truly over. What is the atmosphere like there at the conference?
Yeah, it's not fantastic. It's not the same as last year. I mean, insofar as there was a honeymoon period, I mean, you know, they got barely more than a weekend in Skegness, I'd say. And the mood doesn't have the same zip and kind of enthusiasm, I think, that the conference had last year. And I think that's for two reasons. Number one, Labour hasn't had a good couple of weeks. As you say, there's been reports of infighting. There's those two separate issues, the infighting and then the criticism over the freebies. And also because the Labour top brass themselves have been trying to dampen down too much enthusiasm talk because they know that they've got a budget coming up next month that's going to be a hair shirt budget. I mean, you know, Ireland's budget is going to be a giveaway budget. They're going to have the opposite of that in Britain. And it's a very different fiscal environment over here. And they're now grappling with the realities of government. They're grappling with the reality of the fact that they're not particularly popular, even though they have an enormous majority. And they're grappling with the realities of how they're going to change Britain. And Rachel Reeves, as you say, I'm currently standing outside the Exhibition Centre in Liverpool. It's a little bit noisy in the background, and apologies for that. But I'm expecting her to walk past us now in the next couple of minutes on her way down to the conference hall. She will give her a big address at noon, and she has to keep two balls in the air at once. I mean, she has to reassure businesses that they will do the right things and the difficult things fiscally, but they have to show people there's a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel. At the end of the tunnel, it's a little bit of a difficult balancing act, and that's what faces Rachel Reeves today.
Yeah, and the problem for them is that every time they do an interview now, they're asked who paid for the clothes that they're wearing. I mean, this is a self-inflicted wound, isn't it?
Completely a self-inflicted wound and maybe a little bit of a touch of political naivety, I think, around the top of the Labour Party. I mean, you know, they have been out of power for 14 years. So, I mean, a lot of that centres around a man called Waheed Ali. He's a Labour peer, a member of the House of Lords. He's been a kind of a Labour donor for about three decades. He's a media entrepreneur. But he seems to have paid for everything for all of the Cabinet members. I mean, for example, Angela Rayner, the Deputy Prime Minister, she spent New Year's Eve in his Manhattan penthouse. He spent 16 grand on clothes and designer glasses for the Prime Minister, Keir Starmer. Bridget Phillipson, the Education Secretary, she struggled to explain the other day why Waheed Ali had paid for her 40th birthday party. So the people at the top of the Labour Party and the most senior members of Cabinet have now committed to not taking any more money for clothes and stuff like that. But I think Rachel Reeves said this morning or yesterday, she said that she still thinks it's okay to take tickets to go to a match or to a gig.
Right.
So I think they're still grappling with the optics of these things.
Yeah, and she said that a good friend of hers, who's a donor to the party as well, gave her 7.5 grand. This is Rachel Reeves, for campaign outfits. But she's drawn a line under that now, has she?
She has, and she says that they won't do it anymore. They won't accept money for clothes. I think, if you look at Keir Starmer's attitude to this as well, I mean, Keir Starmer is a lawyer, and I think perhaps he looks at it from a very lawyerly point of view. If something is within the rules, it's okay, and if it's outside of the rules, it's wrong. And these things were technically within the rules. They were declared, that they've been sitting there in the declarations for a long time, these donations. But things can be within the rules, I think, and still politically wrong. And Labour, I think, is learning, and this Labour government and this Labour Cabinet is learning that lesson very, very quickly over the last number of weeks.
Yeah, and the problem really comes into focus when you do something like cutting the winter fuel allowance for some while you're accepting these. It just, the optics of it are awful.
Yes, and that wasn't in their manifesto, by the way. I mean, what Labour are proposing to do is to mean test the winter fuel allowance, which is 200 or £300, depending on what age you are, and they're going to mean test that. And so there's actually the trade unions are launching a little bit of a rebellion against that at a conference today, and they're trying to get forward a motion for a vote to basically condemn Rachel Reeves for doing that and to ask her to reverse course. Now, it's not a binding vote, and she doesn't have to adhere to it, but it would be very embarrassing for Rachel Reeves, the first woman chancellor in Britain's history, at her first conference as chancellor, to have a motion voted and if it's passed against her to for her flagship policy manoeuvre so far, tell her to reverse it. Now they're trying to delay the vote. I think there's a little bit of backroom dealing going on to try and get that vote delayed until Wednesday, when Rachel Reeves and Keir Starmer have given their big speeches. But that's the kind of backroom arm wrestling that's going on today. The trade unions are basically trying to send a message to Rachel Reeves: don't do this.
Okay, I want to move on to the event that you attended last night. This was the Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald at a fringe event in Liverpool at the Labour Party conference. Tell us about it, Mark. You were in the room.
Yeah, it was at the Adelphi Hotel at the top of Ranelagh Street, just a little bit out of the main arena. And Mary Lou MacDonald came over and gave quite an assertive and strong speech about her expectations of this Labour government. But, I mean, she offered a hand of friendship to them as well. She spoke about how the Good Friday Agreement was their legacy. And then she sat down for an interview. I mean, she was she didn't give a lot away in terms of her feelings about Sinn Féin's drop in poll numbers. But she did speak quite a lot about her expectations of this Labour government and the fact that she hopes to work closely with them. And there was Labour people and Sinn Féin people in the room. The Labour people, I think, were listening quite intently. I would say it was a relatively low-key event. I mean, there wasn't a lot of clinking of glasses and pouring of champagne, which you get at a lot of Labour events, funnily enough. But I think she sent a message that she wanted to send, which is that Sinn Féin is happy to work with Labour on all sorts of stuff, but that they expect a lot from, and they're not happy about this decision over the British government not to fund Casement Park in time for the Euros, and that's something that it seems like they're going to press.
Mm-hmm. What's the benefit, do you think, to Mary Lou appearing at an event like that?
Well, Labour are now the party of government, and Sinn Féin want Sinn Féin, obviously, who are in government in one part of the UK, and want to keep in with this Labour government and want to, I suppose, turn a new page. I mean, relations could be quite fractious or at best distant with the previous Tory government and Sinn Féin. So I think I think it's an attempt to improve relations. It's an attempt to keep Irish issues at the forefront of things. Hilary Benn spoke at the Sinn Féin event last year, Hilary Benn, the Secretary of State for Northern Ireland. But now that he's in Cabinet, he chose not to speak at it this year. So it was kind of devoid of that little bit of Labour star power last night, I felt, the Sinn Féin event. But I'm sure, I'm sure there are senior Sinn Féin people mixing around Liverpool, in and out of the halls. I mean, you know, it's a tsunami of parties, this Labour Party conference. You know, the mood isn't as great as it was last year, but I'm sure there's still plenty of politicking for Mary Lou MacDonald and others to do here.
And Rachel Reeves hasn't walked past you there yet, has she, Mark?
She hasn't, no. A stream of other people have kind of damping out their umbrellas. It's a misty, dank, you know, dirty day here in Liverpool, which I think maybe reflects the view of the party and not having a great time of it. But look, maybe it'll improve from as the day goes on.
Yeah, there's 12 weather warnings in place, we know, across England today. Mark, thanks so much. Mark Paul there, Irish Times London correspondent at the Labour Party conference in Liverpool.